Thank you, Mr. Chair. For FEMARC, we believe that there are three aspects that lies in this discussion. One is on food security, right to food, and food sovereignty. And for us, most of the governments thinking that when they speak about food security, that is the easy way to deal the issue, because it do not bother about who produces the food and how food is produced and what means of production, what are the ways of production has taken place. The only, it's very easy to deal it. So it could be an agro industry that produce food, and it do not care about the people's purchasing power to get the food. So the food may be available, but it doesn't mean that it is getting for the people who are really in need of it. And when we speak about right to food, it is little bit more difficult level. It speak about the legal aspect. So anyhow, many states, as my peasant colleagues already rightly said, many states already had agreed to be agreed with the concept of right to food, even though it's legally binding. So it's a stepping stone. But I think when we speak about food sovereignty, I think many states are little bit frightened. I don't understand what is the reason behind it. And food sovereignty, it's a very simple aspect. It is the policy of each state to define their own food and agriculture policies together with the peasant people. What is wrong in it? So we believe that in this text, we should really keep up the aspect of food sovereignty. And it is the countries that take the decision, each country can take the decision, and to develop their own capacity to produce the basic food for people, respecting their productive and cultural diversity. And it is the right of all countries in dialogue with their populations, especially of peasants, to define an agriculture policy to control the production, processing, and marketing of food products. And food sovereignty also implies the reorganization of the food trade. Peasants' control over production and processing means the food produced being a source of nutrition before a commercial product. That's why the peasants believe in this aspect of food sovereignty. It speaks about the person who is producing, the method of production, and how it is impacting our environment, etc. And it's also called for a new regulations and agreements in order to protect and promote the right to have access to food and the right to produce. And food sovereignty goes beyond the more common concept of this food security, which merely seeks to ensure that a sufficient amount of safe food is produced without taking into account the kind of food produced, how, where, and what scale it is produced, as I said earlier. So just to conclude by saying that if food sovereignty is not anti-trade, be clear, but it calls for individual, local, and national self-determination on the terms and character of trade in agricultural goods and services. So we strongly support to maintain this aspect of food sovereignty in the current text. Thank you, Mr. Chair.